Magandang tanghali po sa inyong lahat. Yung mga nakatayo sa likod, mayroon pang mga upuan dito sa harap. Kung gusto niyong umupo. O parte na rin lang inyong penitensya yung tumayo, okay, okay rin naman. May isang karanasan akong made an impact to me as a young seminarian. Diyan sa baba, diyan sa mayroon kaming cementerio ng mga pari. After 5 or 10 years kasi yan, bubuksan, aalisin yung mga buto, ilalagay doon sa maliliit na bolts. And that was my first time to see. I was a student here, a regent here. Nakita ko na nagbubukas yung mga workers namin sa isang nicho. And I saw the name of the priest. 5 years or 6 years prior, nakilala ko, na-meet ko itong pare ito. Was young, at the height of his popularity, namatay dahil nabangga. And to see that good-looking priest, maybe in his 30s, yun na lamang kalansay that made. And then yung mga lupa na doon sa loob ng nicho, it made a very profound impact to me. No? Nasaan na yung guwapo at sikat na pari? Only to end this kalansay na lang. The old formula of placing these ashes on our forehead is remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Grim, maybe terrifying reality, pero ito yung unang isasampal sa atin, ika nga, ng panahon ng Kwaresma. It is a kind of a shock therapy to remind us of the reality of our life and to temper maybe our excesses that ultimately babalik tayo sa lupa, sa abo. You know, one of the things that I think that we should learn as Christians, as human persons, is to be realistic in our appreciation of things, of ourselves. Kasi minsan, with the privileges maybe or achievements that we may have, we think that we own the world and we own our lives. And own at times, we pretend that we own even the lives of those around us. And this is, I think, the first thing really of this celebration is to remind us of this grim reality that we all end there as dust. Kaya huwag kang palalo. Huwag kang magmayabang. Lahat tayo papunta doon. You know, this is a terrible tendency that we have, I think, as human beings, especially at the height of our strength, of our success, walang kinikilala. Or sometimes also, even for us, people who are religious, sometimes, knowingly or unknowingly, we should guard ourselves, because at times our need for recognition and validation can also be an indication of our self na umiikot yung ating paningin, ang ating consciousness sa ating sarili. Hindi lang na-like yung kanyang pinos, naku, magmumukmuk na. O hindi lang napansin yung bagong damit, o yung kanyang bagong what? O hindi lang napansin yung kanyang donation. At times, we should be, no? This is really, as I would say, a shock therapy to awaken us of this tendency to be engrossed too much on ourselves. Kaya yung ating mga mungkahi ng ebanghelyo ngayon, ano ba yung pamamaraan para sa ganun masustain itong ating journey, Lenten journey? Number one, it says fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Mga practices, ika nga na, hindi para sa sarili, kundi makikita ninyo na the direction, the orientation is towards the other. First, panalangin. It is, the focus is not on ourselves, but the one to whom we pray, and that is God. Kaya nga, pinuna ni Jesus yung mga Fariseo kasi magdadasal supposed to be, pero nakatingin pa rin sa kanyang sarili, kundi hindi sa Diyos. So, the movement, therefore, is towards God, no? To convert, to return to God. So, as we pray, no, one of the important pillars of Lenten journey is this, to intensify our prayer and focus on God. Fasting, the focus also is not really to on ourselves again. No, fasting is that we deprive ourselves of food or those things that we love in order that we may have the consciousness also that there are others who are suffering. You know, you maybe will not sympathize with those who are hungry, who are in want, if we ourselves have that experience to be hungry. Kaya yung pag-fasting, I know that may mga nag-i-intermittent fasting o nag-fasting dahil sa beauty reasons, well and good. Pero ito yung fasting in a way that is connected also with our preoccupation with those who are in need. Mag-fasting ka, yung idea is that what you save in your fasting, that you use that to help those who are hungry. So the focus is not on ourselves. Kaya yung walang sabi nila, nagpa-fasting naman ako pero para magpaganda, magpagwapo. It is still because of you. But rather, the focus is on the other to be of help to other. And almsgiving, as we have said, again, our way of sharing, especially with those who are in need. Now, the focus is not on ourselves, but on the others. Lent, the last point that I would like to share also, kung may shock therapy at the beginning, as I've said, with these words from the scriptures, no? Remember that you are dust and unto dust and you shall return. We should not forget also the beautiful words of God through St. Paul in the second reading. He also provides time, no, opportune time for repentance. of going back to God. Tayo na nandito ay isang magsisimula muli nitong ating Lenten journey. We thank God for giving us this opportunity to start anew. It is a concrete proof that God wants us and loves us and gives us another chance to go back to Him this Lenten season. That's why there is a prayer actually in the Mass that it characterizes Lent not as a gloomy season, but rather a joyful season. Why? Because we encounter not a God who is not a judge or a policeman, but rather a God who welcomes us as His children. And this is the source of our joy and confidence as we approach the Lord with all the burdens of our own failures and sinfulness. We also have to balance and remember this. Yes, we are dust, but before God, we are also beloved children. Let us take advantage of the opportunity to open again our hearts, our lives to God's mercy, accepting our own failures and our own sinfulness so that God may enter and give us His forgiveness, His healing power with His grace, especially in the Holy Sacrament of Reconciliation. Dear friends, we thank God for calling us to go start this beautiful and joyful season of Lent. And we put our trust in Him, this God who loves us. Amen.